Also today, Pope Benedict received the bishops of Belgium, who are here in Rome for their ad limina visits. Chris Altieri reports.
This is the first gathering of all the Belgian bishops with the Holy Father since the country was rocked by a former bishop's admission to sexually abusing a minor. The president of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Belgium, Archbishop André Leonard of Brussels, addressed the Holy Father on behalf of his brothers, saying, in the wake of the case of the disgraced former bishop of Bruges, Roger Vangeloye, the church in Belgium is profoundly saddened but determined to face her problems with clarity.
À vous, après le grave scandale causé par la démission forcée d'un de ses évêques, douloureuse mais déterminée à affronter ce genre de problème avec clarté.
In his own remarks to the bishops, Pope Benedict called the bishops' presence in Rome a felicitous occasion for prayer and strengthening communion, especially in this moment in which the Church is tried by sin.
Dans l'écoute réciproque, dans la prière commune et dans la charité du Christ, surtout en ces temps où votre Église elle-même a été éprouvée par le péché.
Belgium is a country with deep Catholic roots, though in recent times it has seen a reduction in the number of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. The Holy Father said this is not something the bishops ought to accept as inevitable, and called for vigorous renewal of vocations ministry, saying a broad and serious pastoral effort at encouraging vocations must be based on the real and living example of priestly holiness. I'm Chris Altieri.